My, what's this? A human? How curious. What a dangerous place for a human to be. In the open. Especially at dusk. Oh, he is a young. Hello there. Good evening, child. What are you doing here, may I ask? Huh? Oh, my. What an unruly one. Have you no respect for your elders? See? I'm unarmed. I'm in no capacity to injure you. Put that unwieldy sword down before you hurt yourself. There's no need for such caution. Monster? Oh. You mean this, child? My big claws and horns are harmless, I assure you. I'm a bogey after all. Despite their appearance, you're as soft as fluffy cotton and as smooth as fine silk. Since the reign of the Demon Lord, all monsters have been turned into monster girls. Hence, instead of combat, my defiant features now serve a different utility. I suppose you could say. There, there. You have my gratitude for your trust. My, you look so tense, regardless. Such a ghastly expression you have currently. Tell me, child, what brings you here at this time of night? These woods are infested with bloodthirsty direwolves. No response. Well, never mind that. The exhaustion is evident on your face. Child, are you in good health? Lost, perhaps? Oh. How cute. To fall unconscious in the presence of a bogey. My word. What would I ever do with you? It seems that we cannot stay here much longer. Very well. I will be taking you with me. My, my. It seems that you've finally come to. Thankfully. Hush now. Best you lay back down. You had slept for no more than a few hours. It must be exhausting for you, still. Worry not. Relax. You are safe now. The dire wolves cannot reach you. Your equipment is all here with you, see? Your sword, armor, shield. All lined up, neatly in the corner. Although, the condition of the equipment is rather... Why you're in my dwelling, sweet one. Soon after I had stumbled upon you, you passed out in exhaustion, it appears. My, what did I just tell you, child? Had you not been collapsed just moments ago? I admire your unrelenting spirit, but your eagerness will do you more harm than good. What you need in this moment is proper rest. Quest? Could you be an adventurer? Ah, so that's the reason why you're looking around that sword of yours. I see. You were tasked by the guild to exterminate the direwolves in these woods. Oh no. You must have been separated from your companions during a battle. They will be worried sick looking for you. How anxious you must feel right now. Pardon? Surely you jest. You came out here alone? Even if you had no comrades, how were you expected to slay the direwolves with nothing but a sidearm buckler and a thin chest plate? Forget about reckless. Your actions were suicidal. What would your family think, huh? The people who care about you. The sorrow I feel for you. Come, little one. Allow my soft hands to envelop you. Be in my arms. Be in my arms for a moment.
You don't need to hold anything back now.
You can cry.
There we are.
Please, use my lap as a pillow. I shall cradle you with my big, soft hands. Don't they feel so soothing? Good boy. Shh. Now, where to begin? So much sadness that needs healing. Loneliness, a lifetime's worth, surely. How can I tell? Settle in. Bogey, sweet child, a type of ogre. We can sense his feelings of longing for companionship. Yours is practically palpable. The sole purpose of a bogey is to comfort the children in need. I have yet to meet someone in my lifetime as in need of soothing as you. Come now, in your youth, surely you must have heard of stories about us. Your parents warned you about how the big, bad bogeyman takes away naughty children, no? Huh? Well, those stories weren't completely false. We do take away children, but only the sad ones. Although, we do consider humans of all ages children. You haven't heard that story before? Oh, I see. I'm sorry. You've never had any family, have you? Growing up in an orphanage alone must have been tough. And soon after you reached adulthood, you were promptly kicked out. With no other means of making a living, you took up adventuring. You struggled and struggled, trying your hardest to scrape together a livable wage. But since you never had any formal training, all the other adventurers avoided partying with you, marking you as They must have taken a toll on you. All alone. All alone. I could just sense it in your eyes. How I wish I had found you earlier. I'm so sorry, sweet child. Let me hold you tighter. Finally, as the sadness piled on within your heart, your will to live began to diminish with each passing day. The back-breaking labor, all for a mere pittance, began to grind down. Soon enough, you developed a death wish, wanting to end the suffering. You took on more and more dangerous quests. Is that right? Is that what I'm feeling? Well, you need not worry about all that anymore. You've suffered for long enough. All you need to do now is entrust yourself. No longer will you wander the world alone. From here on out, you shall be my child. The tough times are over now. I'm here. I will be here for you. Listening to you. Always. Now, come on, my sweet child. Cuddle up to mommy. Allow us to shift into a more comfortable position. Oh, there we go. How is this? Is the blanket too tight around us? No. Yeah. That is my heartbeat. It beats for you only. Let it be a soothing symphony of comfort. From now on, I shall never leave your side. Never again will you spend the night alone. The first kiss of many. Now, will you be entering slumber soon? You must be so. You may remain in my steadfast embrace for as long as you wish. I shall hold you tight until dawn. There is no other place I would rather be. What's this? You desire another kiss, my sweet child. Of course, there is no need to be so bashful. No. Ahead of ourselves, shall we? Dearie me, if I don't stop myself here. Best you go to sleep now, my brave little adventurer. There will be plenty morning. For now, you need your rest. What's this pressing into my thigh? There's no need to get so embarrassed, my sweet baby. It was my fault that I got you all locked up, after all. I had originally little more comfortable, as us monster girls can be quite intimidating to humans. No, you do not object. Do you not fear my patchwork purple skin, protruding horns and big my child, how kind of you. Thank you. I can barely hold myself back now. Tell me, would this be your first time? Oh my, how cute. It is not a shameful thing, I assure you. Just let mommy take care of everything, my child. Now, shall we put your tender lips to a better use? Do you see my full, plump breath? Place your mouth on my nipple. Yes, just like that. Suck, just like that. What a good boy. Here, put your hand on my other nipple. I'll just dearie me, you're quite a natural. There we are. If you keep kneading like that, oh my, just look at my milk flowing into your mouth. It's sweet. Let me get that excess. All right now. Turn around, my little adventurer. Rest your head in between mommy's bosom. good boy. Let's unsheath your other sword, shall we? Can you feel my hand slowly crawling below the sheets, reaching your undergarments, and eventually reaching your groin? My word, what a beautiful hard cock I feel underneath this blanket. We're going to go nice and slow for now, okay? I'm just going to put my palm gently on the tip of your head. Oh, dearest, you are twitching already. Throbbing with anticipation. It would be just plain rude to keep my good little boy waiting for too long. Let's begin gently. My, my. My big silky hands have engulfed your penis completely. How does it feel, my sweet child, having all five of my digits wrapped around your shaft? How it drops so, just aching to be stroked. I'm going to take my breast milk and lather it all over your cute little cock. There we go. Is my darling baby enjoying how it's all covered in mommy's thick, creamy milk? It's all nice and looped up. It would be most regrettable to hurt my little adventurer's gorgeous cock. We'll take it slowly from here. I'm going to stroke up. Oh, look how you fidget. You're not going anywhere, my child. Not until I've drained every last drop of cum from you. And now I'm going to stroke down. Oh, and back up. And back down. Yes, just like so. Be mommy's good little boy and buck up into my hand. Oh, how cute you are. Ah, bum, 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 bum. Ah, I'll keep stroking and stroking until you make a big, creamy mess for mommy. Oh, sweetie, just like that. You're going to let out every little squirt and spurt. Hang on for mommy, alright? I'm going to grip you slightly tighter. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mommy wants you to spray your gooey seed everywhere. You're getting hotter and hotter. Are you close? Be a good boy and shoot out your load. Yes, come for mommy. Come for me. Good. Let it all out. Ah, there we go. Oh. You see that damn patch on the blanket? Look at that sticky little white mess you made on mommy's sheets. You did exactly what mommy told you to do. Such a good boy you are. And good boys deserve rewards. Can you lay down for mommy, my little adventurer? Do you like the weight of a woman pressing down against your body, huh? However, before we begin, allow me a slight taste. Delicious essence you produce. Now, I'll need you to pump that essence into me like a good little adventurer. Do you feel that, my sweet child? Do you feel my thick pussy lips and spreading my juices all over your cock as I rub against it? How about my bountiful bosom sliding up and down your torso? Tell me, my sweet child, do you crave my body? Ah. Whimper for mommy. My. What a strong little adventurer you are. It seems that your sword has already hardened once more. Now then, it would be pointless to wait any longer. Lie still and let mommy heal your heart with her body. Oh, it fits so perfectly. I can feel your stiff shaft radiating warmth, throbbing within me already. I'm quite sensitive, you see. With every twitch, pleasure radiates across my pussy. hands will begin grinding against your cock. Yes, clasp your hands around my waist. Is my skin not just the softest? Oh, and look at your hands sink into the soft indentations of my skin. Let's let mommy make you feel even better, shall we? My word, you're thrusting into me like a piston. My legs are shaking. They're quivering for your cock. Oh, if you keep up the rate, my little boy is going to make mommy come. With you than how we are now. I wish to say stretching inside of me, pumping up ropes of thick, gooey semen. Yes, lie back and let mommy take it all. Just keep still until your balls are completely drained. Hush, 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 yes. Just like that. Oh, you poor thing. Look at how you quiver. Good boy. Such a good little boy. My good little boy. Let mommy's tight pussy squeeze every last drop of cum from your swollen shaft. Shh, there we are. There we are. Allow me to shift positions once more. It wouldn't do for me to remain on top. It would be heartbreaking if I crushed my sweet little adventurer under my weight. No. You must be tuckered out by now, no? My. What an energetic little boy. You still want to continue after all that? Marry me. I'm flattered. Do you think a man would desire me so? That's beside the point. Now, be a good boy and go to sleep for now. If you remain on your best behavior for mommy, I do not see any reason to not continue where we left off first thing in the morning. That's my good boy. Oh, no, my sweet boy. You aren't allowed to pull out just yet, I'm afraid. Mommy wants your penis buried within me as you fall asleep. I will need to soothe you with my body in its entirety if I'm to cure you. No. Of course, my sweet child. We can do that. It does not bother me in the slightest. In fact, I quite enjoy this arrangement. Now, drift off. Drift off into your sweet dreams. As you lay in my arms, I will be here to embrace you once more upon your awakening tomorrow, the following day, and from now until death do us part. I swear to you, yesterday will have been last day you'll ever